Hierdie insetsel word aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.kaapsekansel.co.za.
Hi, my naam is Philippine. Skakel elke woensdagoggend tussen 9 en 11 in vir Coffee Date met Philippine. Ja, jy het reg gehoor. So sit die ketel aan, maak jy koffie, skop jy skoene uit en geniet. Want God het die wêreld so lief gehad, dat hy sy enige gebore seun gegee het, sodat elkeen wat in hom glo, nie verlore sou gaan nie, maar die ewige lewe kan hê. Goeiemôre aan al die koffiedייט luisteraars, aan al die getroue luisteraars van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Ja, die tyd het aangebreek vir koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Watter pragtige skrif. Dit praat oor die genade en die liefde van die Here en om te dink dat hy beloof vir ons die ewige lewe nadat sy seun op die derde dag opgestaan het. Opstandingskrag het plaasgevind. En die gebed van my hart vir oggend is dat daar opstandingskrag ook vandag in jou lewe sal aanbreek. Hoe gaan dit met een en elkeen van julle vandag? Nou ja, soos ek altyd sê, as hy koffie bietjie bitter is, smaak en sien dat die Here goed is. Dit is die Coffee Date program. Al die koffie mense span nou saam. En kom ons gee om al die eer. Kom aan en doen dit nog 'n keer. Dit is die Coffee Date program. Of dit nou kits is of in 'n kan. Kom en geniet die tyd in sy teenwoordigheid. Halleluja! Ek hoop dat dit sommer vir u nou in 'n lekker stemming geplaas. En voor ek die voice notes gaan lees, wil ek tog nou net gou vir u hierdie skrif lees, ook uit Efesiërs 1 vanaf vers 5 en 6. Ek gaan dit in Engels lees. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Wow, dit is natuurlik ook ons tema vir vandag, maar wow, om vir ons net so lekker in 'n lekker stemming te sit, om daardie atmosfeer, wow, na sy hoogste vlak toe te vat. Kom ons luister na Ricardo Benet, waar hy vir ons die pragtige lied sing wat hy self geskryf het, Glorious Grace, en daarna gesels ek natuurlik met my eerste gas, Pastor Geraldo Smit. Geniet hierdie lied saam met my, die tema van vandag, Glorious Grace. Wow, Glorious Grace. At the cross you took my place, and I have been redeemed. What a beautiful song, sung by none other than Ricardo Benet. As hierdie man 'n lied skryf, dan kom dit so diep uit sy hart uit. Dankbaarheid teenoor die Here, wat die Here vir hom ook gedoen het. So ja, dit was die pragtige lied gesing deur Ricardo Benet, Glorious Grace. En dan is dit ook nou my voorreg om my gas vandag te verwelkom hier. Nou nie wel in die ateljee nie, maar hy is op die lig. Goeiemôre, Pastor Geraldo.
Goeiemôre.
Ek dink dat ek eers vir u groet en ja, hoe sê hulle, ek groet skep moed en ons bly onder die bloed. Nou ja, pastor, baie welkom hier vandag by die program Koffiedייט. Dit is so voorreg om vir u te hê, ons Weskus klonkie daar van die Weskus. Sjoe. As jy nou nie bevoorreg om so lekker naby die see te wees nie. Maar Pastor Geraldo, voor ons verder gaan gesels, die boodskapies kom so pragtig deur. Iemand sê, ek is so excited om van my vriend Pastor G te hoor op Coffee Date. Dankie Radio Pulpit vir jou groot werk in die verspreiding van die gospel. Blessings van Cowan. Goeiemôre, Cowan is in die huis. U sal natuurlik weet wie dit is, Pastor Geraldo.
Ja, maar, ja, dit is my geestelike pa.
Prachtig, prachtig. Welkom, welkom, Pastor Cowan. Môre, môre, ek sit reg met my koppie. Kan nie wag om weer die goeie te ontvang nie. Woensdagoggend is vir my baie special om na die program te luister. En dit kom van Lenet. Al die pad uit Gauteng. Welcome, welcome, Lenet.
Wow.
Man, Gauteng is in die huis. En dan nog, ek moet net gou hier nog 'n boodskapie lees. Praise the Lord, what a beautiful song. Halleluja, ek dink dit is van Tinka. Welkom Tinka, jy is ons altyd maar gereeld hier op Kaapse Kansel. Dan nog so nog enetjie. Goeiemôre Lady P, Yvonne is in die huis. Ek het gewonder, waar is Yvonne, ek weet nie met wat jy vandag sit nie. Jy sit natuurlik met jou koppie koffie, maar jy sê mos altyd jy sit of met 'n rask of 'n peanut butter met toast. So ek weet nie, ons gaan nog seker hoor. Maar dis my voorreg vanoggend om 'n baie nederige man, soos ek hom leer ken het, Pastor Geraldo Smith, aan u bekend te stel. Nou, Pastor Geraldo Smith is gebore in die pragtige dorpie Kenhardt in die Noord-Kaap. Kyk, ek moet dit so sê. Ek moet dit so sê, in die Noord-Kaap. O, ek hou van die aksent. En hy het ook daar gematrikuleer. En hy is getroud met sy pragtige vroutjie Libby, vir wie ek ook al baie lang ken, en 'n baie pragtige vrou met 'n pragtige gesindheid. Hulle is nou al vir 8 jaar getroud. Hulle het een dogter, Olitha, as ek het nou reg uitspreek.
Olitha.
Okay, ons vat hom stryd. Olitha. En na matriek is hy na die Bybelskool toe, en hy gaan verder vir ons alles vertel, maar hy is deel van Jubilee Life Ministries onder leiding van Pastor Jacobus Brouwers en Pastor Henry Olifant in die Weskus. Hy is die pastoor van die gemeente in Vredenburg, en hy het ook sy eie, hy is ook 'n pastoor van die gemeente in Vredenburg. Nou, Pastor Geraldo, weer eens baie welkom hier by Koffiedate. Ek hoop u sit sommer lekker met u koppie koffie, terwyl u met my gaan gesels.
Natuurlik.
En hier sê iemand, môre sê ek is so bly om te hoor van my pa, Pastor G. Dit kom van Will van Veldriff. Welkom, welkom, Veldriff is in die huis. Halleluja. Nou, Pastor Geraldo, kom ons gesels. Kom ons vat die mense op u wonderlike journey met die Here. Nou, u het die eie storie, u eie getuienis van hoe die Here sy reddingstou na u toe uitgegooi het, en wel op 'n baie jong ouderdom van 8 jaar. Ons tema vandag handel juist oor die genade van die Here. Wil u nie asseblief, dit is vir my so belangrik dat die luisteraars dit moet hoor, wil u nie asseblief u ontmoeting wat u met die Here gehad het, met hulle vandag deel nie? Voel vry en weer eens baie welkom.
Yes, baie dankie aan Filippine en ook die luisteraars. Dit is my voorreg om vanoggend saam met u my getuienis te kan deel. Ek was baie jong seentjie van 8 jaar oud toe ek die Here ontmoet het, maar die rede of wat my daar uitgebring het is eintlik my ouma het die Here gedien. Wow, hy was nou 'n godsvrou. En sy het vir ons geleer bid, weet jy, terwyl ek nou vertel, sien ek hoe ons as klein kinders saam met die gebedstye daar, elkeen vat sy kussentjie kniel op die grond in die sitkamer, en ons het voor die Here gebuig. En ek het geweet, te midde van my jonkheid, het ek geweet dat dit is 'n persoonlike saak voor die Here. My ouma se redding is nie my redding nie, my redding is nie haar redding nie, God het my persoonlik gered.
Amen.
En ek het geweet dat ek my hart oop moet maak vir die Here sodat ek kan inkom en my lewe net aan hom kan wy. En dit was 'n Sondagoggend gewees terwyl ek my ouma nou nog klaar maak, staan stil en ek sê net, ouma, vanmôre wil ek my hart vir die Here gee. O, ek sien nou die hele prentjie so duidelik.
En
ek en self toe wegkeer, toe die diens het nog eens begin nie, die dierbaarheids kom nog aan, maar die leier ouderling was nou al daar gewees, om die Janie, en die rest van die dierbaarheids wat by die huis is, en terwyl hulle nou so gesê, breek my oma nou net los, en sy sê, hierdie kind het nou gesê, Hy wil sy hart vir die Here gee. En elkeen het nou sy eie manier gehad om uiting te gee rondom die blydskap in die hart. My ouma het net in trane uitgebarst. Sy kon nie lach en sy kon net huil. Sy kon nie meer praat nie, toe sy die uitkry nie. En die res het net gelach en hulle was blij. En oompie Janie vat my en ons buis daar op die vloer. Ek sê my na oompie Janie sy cream soup.
Ai, ai, ai. Oe, ek hou van die stories kies.
Met sy vele pakkult.
Sê gou weer, ek het einde gemis. Ek het einde gemis met sy wat? Ek het nou die einde gemis met sy cream soup en wat het hy nog gesê?
Sy sê, dat koutas.
En die dat koutas. Oe, dis kostelik.
Katies, koene, katies.
Nee, kyk, een man van styl.
Het is een sitkamerkie wat ons by mekaar gekom het en daar het ek ook net in trane uitgebars en ek kon net my hart oopstel vir die Here en daar het die Here my siel gered.
Prys die Here. Wow.
So, tykie daarna sterwe my oma en ek moet nou maar alleen die pad aanbou en ek word ons nou maar groot jongman, tienerstadium en alles by en maar die Here se hand was nog al die pad op my lewe gewees van daar die dag af.
Amen, wow. Ek moet net gauw stilstaan. Hier is een baie belangrike boodskapie wat deurgekom het, Pastor Geraldo, van een baie belangrike persoon. More, ek, super excited vir die program vandag. Blessings, peace, love and joy. And this comes from none other than your wife, Libby. Met soentjies ook daarby, hoor. Mwa, 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 3 soentjies vandag. Libby is in the house. Welkom. Libby, prachtige. Libby, kom ons luister net gauw wat sê. Laat ons gauw kyk, wat is nog hier wat ons kan speel, dat ons hoor, wat sê hierdie boodskapie vir ons? O, ek is so opgewonde oor vandag se program.
Goeiemôre, Lady PM en alle Radio Cape Pulpit luisteraars. Wees gegroet in die naam van Jesus Christus. Dit is Cheryl Wolskut. En vandag is ek ingeskakel al die pad vanaf my huis, want ek is lekker op verlof, so ek kan so maar nou lekker luister na die program. Daar is een lied van Lady PM wat sê, laat ons opgaan. Maar daar is een stukkie wat sê, my hart was brandend.
Wow.
Nou, my hart was brandend toe ek nou inskakel op Radio Cape Pulpit, want ek weet, het is vol verrassings vandag.
Amen.
En ek is so maar baie excited om te weet wat gaan gebeur.
Halleluja.
Dan wil ek baie dankie sê vir my vriend, Ricardo Benet, jy weet, hy is my gunsteling.
Blessing.
Ek weet nie, van al jou songs is daar my gunsteling, van Godse genade is vir ons
Amen.
Te groot. Oor genoeg, more than enough.
Amen.
So, diebaar is, almal, elke luisteraar, wat ingeskakel is, geniet het. En ek weet, het is propvol bemoedigings en propvol whatever you could call it. geniet het in die Here en geniet hierdie dag. Baie dankie, Lady PM. Die Here seën jou en ek is baie lief vir jou, hoor.
Ah, baie dankie, Cheryl Wildskut. Nee, ek is net so lief vir jou. Kyk, ons is nog in die maand van die liefde. Maar kyk, ons vier mos liefde op 'n ander manier. Ons vir die liefde van Jesus en die res volg mos. Baie dankie, Cheryl. Jy is so 'n gereelde en so getroue luisteraar. Wow, baie dankie vir die pragtige boodskap. Cheryl is in die huis. Ek wil net vir julle dit sê. En dan sê Libby weer eens, dankie Philippine, you are blessed and highly favored. Thank you, my dear. I receive it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Nou, voor ek die ander boodskapies gaan lees, Pastor Geraldo, vertel gou vir ons, jy is nou vanaf die ouderdom van 8 jaar, is jy nou al by die Here? Wow. En tot nou toe kan jy getuig van die liefde van Jesus, want dis mos waaroor het vandag gaan, die liefde van Jesus en sy genade. Maar ek wil tog vir jou vra, was daar ooit tye wat jy as 'n jong man ook versoekings moes hanteer het?
Ja, natuurlijk, en ek kan herig sien, soos Paulus sê, die liefde van Christus bring ons. En het volgende het weer so gebepeind, dat as die Heer red uit die mag van die duivel, dan of hy uit sy mag uit, maar hy gaan nie rus voordat hy jou weer terug kan kry in sy mag nie. Hy gaan nie worry met sy eie nie, maar hy gaan worry oor die wat uit sy mag uit is. En of jy nou jank is en of jy nou oud is, al die dae van jou lewe versoeking sal altyd daar wees. Ja. En soos enige kind of man of jong man, gaan jy ook weer aan die stadiums.
Mm.
Ek as jou jong kind het ook die stadiums gegaan van my lewe en ek het ook besef dat ek ver weg van hier af gedwaal het en uitgeneem.
Mm.
Ek het aan die filosofie van die skool gebehoort. Ek het ook, was ook leier daar en uitgeneem. En ons het gegaan na kamp toe en op die slag moet ek nou weer my hart vir Here gegee en my saak met die Here reg gemaak soos ons het met my speel. En so het ek nou aangegaan, maar daar is net sekere goed wat tyd vat om te oorwin, soos miskien jou gesin tot in die huis en al die.
Ja.
En jou huismense kan eindelijk sê, om jy gered is en of jy nie gered is.
dat is so waar, ne?
As jy tiener sien, het ek mys nou ook door stadiums gegaan, en soos jy weet, as die kinders haar antwoord, het is altyd laatste. My ma het altyd vir my gesê, jou woord moet mys altyd laatste.
Ja.
En my gesin het in die huis, dat is nie God verheerliking nie. En toe ek nou die jaar, my hart nie verheerlik gegee, en die jaar gaan aan, en die ou gesin, die gesin ook aan, en op die specifieke dag ontdou ek nou, maar dit is nou vandag een jaar, hier kom ek nou vreselik lekker na mama toe, opgewonde mama, vandag is ek nou een jaar bekeer. En my ma staan toe een kant toe weg en sy vraag vir my, like, bekeer en sy. Ek lag vandag daar oor, maar ja. Ek was so skaam geweest.
Yes.
En my gezondheid, dat het verheerlik weer die jaren En ek kon net myself weer voor die jaren bring en so het ek my aangegaan, val en opstaan en dan is ek door die jaren, dan val ek weer weg, want die versoekings is altijd daar en het is voor zwak. Ek het nou in hierdie tyd, denk ek so dan, dat jou zwakheid maak nie van jou een zwakkeling nie.
So waar.
Want die Bibel sê, in ons zwakheid word sy kracht volbring.
Mm.
En so tot op hierdie dag toe, versoekings hou nie op nie, maar
so
die Heer word sy saam die versoekings gee die uitkomst.
Amen. Pastor Geraldo, ek gaan vir u gou vra net om 'n breek te neem. Ons geniet vir u en... Wow, hier is baie opgewondenheid hier op WhatsApp, en ons is so dankbaar om vandag saam met u te kan journey oor wat die Here vir u gedoen het. So luisteraars, 0817291657 is die aantekeningsregister, soos ek altyd sê, en terwyl Pastor Geraldo net so 'n breek gaan vat. Pastor Geraldo, jy moet net vir my op die lyn bly asseblief. Kom ons luister na hierdie pragtige lied en ek dink Pastor Geraldo sal saam met my saamstem. I've come to worship, gesing deur Anointed Inspiration. Geniet dit. En dit was die pragtige lied gesing deur Anointed Inspiration. Wow. I was blessed by this song. I've come to worship. Die tyd nou so 33 minute voor 10 en jy is ingeskakel op Kaap Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou gunsteling radiostasie. Man, gaan kryf ons daar op Instagram en natuurlik die SMS-lyn is 37988, gaan besoek ook vir ons daar op Facebook. Nou ja, natuurlijk is dit Lady PM wat hier met jou gesels en Pastor Geraldo vertel vir ons sy kostelike stories. Geniet jylle dit nie? Is nog so ver nie. Ek geniet dit. Maar nou Pastor Geraldo, ek wil gou nog net, hier het so klomp boodskapies nou deurgekom en die Heer het seker geweet hoekom ek vandag tekkies moet aangetrek het, want ek moet by jou by hierdie boodskappe, so waar. Ek draf hier deur. Kom ons luister, wat sê hierdie een?
Môre, ek wil net sê, ek is so excited, want my broer, Pastor G, is on the line, and he's burning for Jesus,
Amen.
And I'm so happy to hear his voice over the radio. It's Christo from Malmesbury. He will know me.
Ah, Christo from Malmesbury is in the house and hy sê, you will know him, Pastor Geraldo.
Yes,
yes, Christo. Nou gaan ons aan. En hier sê die, hierdie persoon sê, goeiemôre Lady PM en u gas van vanoggend. Ek is al reeds geseën met die program. Oh, I know who this is. So ver is ek baie bly dat ons so geseën en gestig kan word deur koffiedייט. Dis daarom nou 'n lekker koffiedייט. En natuurlik is dit Ricardo Benet wat natuurlik vir ons ingeasse het met daardie pragtige lied van hom, Glorious Grace. Het u dit nie geniet nie? En man, hy stuur vir my so 'n lekker koppie koffie hierso. Wie jy die man moenie dit aan my doen nie, want dan kry ek lus vir koffie en ek kan nie nou opstaan nie. Man, Pastor Geraldo, u moet sien die froth en alles wat so bo op hy koffiedייט koppie is, man. Wow, wow, wow. Maar kom ons gaan gou aan net weer na al die boodskapies. O, die mense is werklik waar gestig. Goeiemôre uit die P. Ek is so opgewonde oor u program. Ek geniet elke week u program. Mag God u en u gaste ryklik seën. Ek geniet die musiek en dit kom van Gail. Dit kan natuurlik net Gail Olivies. Daar al die pad van Woester. Woester is in the house. En sy het my so 'n pragtige, pragtige, o, mooi prentjie gestuur, Pastor Geraldo. You are God's diamond and you are precious, beautiful and unbreakable. Baie, baie dankie, Gail. Lief vir jou en o, hier's nog stiekies en prentjies en goetertjies wat deurkom. Maar kom ons luister gou. Hier is nou nog so 'n boodskap hier. Kom ons luister wat sê die ene.
Goeiemôre Filippien. Hoe gaan dit? Goeiemôre aan al die ander luisteraars. Ek wil vir u sê, dis 'n voorreg om vanmôre op die koffiedייט met julle te gaan. U weet dit bring joy in my hart. Want God is baie groter as wat ons dink.
Amen.
Jy weet Filippien, ek wil vir jou sê waar ek in my kamer sit. Prys die naam van die Here. Ja, God het my opgetel uit die rolstoel uit. Toe sit ek my op die loopring, toe loop ek met een kierie. En toe het ek 'n staf in my hand. En jy weet God vra God vra van Noag. En ek dink ek het gedroom van Noag. Hoe staan Noag by die ark se deur? Toe vir twee die diere ingegaan. En ek kyk so weg en ek kyk in die gees. En ek vra vir die Here, Here, wat is dit wat Noag in sy hand het? En die Here sê vir my, dis 'n staf. Maar my man het 'n nuwe besem vir ons kamer gekoop. Jy weet diebare as hy weet nie kom het hy gekoop nie, want ek kan mos nou nie vee nie. Want ek is bedleend. Maar ek is ook nie bedleend nie, want ek beweeg. God het my opgetel.
Halleluja.
Uit die rolstoel uit, wow. It was amazing. Ek weet die dag, toe God my lot verander, toe was ek soos een wat droom.
Halleluja.
Een weet, en ek sê vir u, en ek kyk so weg, en ek kyk so weg, en ek sien uit 'n staf in die hand. En die gees van God sê vir my, draai uit die besem. Ek draai die besem uit, nou het ek 'n staf. Maar weet jy, ek wil hê jy moet sien hoe stap ek Filippien.
Prys die Here.
Ag, weet jy dit? Jy weet om weer te kan stap Filippien is 'n voorreg.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Halleluja.
Maar vanmôre is my kreemkrekkies hier en my koppie tee. Ek kan ongelukkig nou nie koffie drink nie, want ek is 'n diabeet. Maar ek drink dit want dit voed my siel. Jy weet elke dag eet en drink ek dit. Dit voed my siel.
Amen.
Ek wil hê die luisteraars moet mooi hoor. Dit voed my siel, prys die naam van die Here.
Amen.
Ja, nou wil ek vir u vanoggend vir u sê, baie sterkte met die program. Ek geniet dit verskriklik baie.
Amen.
Ja.
Amen.
Maar mooi dag vir julle.
Amen.
Almal.
En
ja, die Here seën julle ryklik.
Amen. Amen.
Baie dankie. Bye.
Bye. O, haar beker loop oor, ek moet sê, en sy het my so 'n pragtige, pragtige koppie gestuur hier met goeiemôre, so 'n pink koppie met rooi hartjies en man sulke lekker nye daarby. Baie dankie my sis. Ons waardeer dit. Voor ek die ander boodskapies gaan lees, Pastor Geraldo terug na u toe. Die tyd stap aan, die tyd stap aan. U is vandag 'n pastoor van 'n gemeente in Vredenburg. Vertel ons van hierdie spesifieke bediening, net kortliks.
OK, ek wil net vinnig sê dat in my matriekjaar het soos enige ander jongman mis nou gewonder, wat gaan ek gaan studeer? Ek het al van kleins af, ek het die passie vir decorations, catering en blomme doen en alles daai.
Mm.
So ek het gedink ek gaan vir interieur decorator gaan studeer.
Mm.
Maar ek het 'n verhouding met die Here gehad en so, maar nooit die Here geraadpleeg nie.
Mm.
In September maand het ek net na die Here toe gegaan en gevra wat wil hy hê moet ek doen.
Amen.
En dit is ook, daar was pelgrims in ons dorp gewees en die aangaande diens toe. En daar was 'n uitnodiging gemaak en ek het uitgekniel en so. Mm-hmm. En ek het daai aand net 'n volle oorgawe gemaak aan die Here, my lewe oorgegee aan hom. En daai aand roep die Here my.
Mm.
En ek het net geweet ek moet voltyd in die bediening gaan, want die Here het my woord gegee en duidelik met my gepraat.
Amen.
Die volgende jaar is ek toe weg na Bethel Bybelskool toe, waar ek 3 jaar opleiding gehad het. En 2 jaar in die veld prakties gedoen het. En so het my lewe net aangegaan in die bediening. Ek is nou hierdie jaar is ek nou al 15, 16 jaar voltyd in die bediening.
Prys die Here.
En ek gaan nou nie die hele journey stap tot hier in Vredenburg nie.
Mm.
Maar ek is nou al 7 jaar is ek hier in Vredenburg actief by die Worcesters Jubilee Life Ministries.
Mm.
En eindelijk, om net so vinnig te vertel, het ek en my vrou nou Sondag klaargemaak by Worcesters Jubilee Life Ministries, waar ons releases of van ons eie bediening begin, onder leiding van Apostel Cohen, absolute realiteit. En ons is baie, baie excited vir die bediening. En Vredenburg is net vir my die plek te be.
My
vrou is baie gelukkig hier. Sy is al omtrent 12 jaar is sy al hier.
Amen.
En ek het familie in die dorp. En is net vir my 'n lekker plek om te wees.
Amen.
En hier dien die mense die Here.
Halleluja. Prachtig, prachtig. Pastor Geraldo, ek gaan so 'n bietjie spring. Ek het mos vandag my tikkies aan, so ek spring vandag. Jy is ook 'n besigheidsman. Vertel ons van die ontstaan en naam van Tabitha Passion Projects en u positiewe bydrae teenoor die gemeenskap met hierdie projek.
Yes, yes. Dit is nogal genoeg tyd vir daai topik, want ek was so excited toe u vir my sê ons gaan daaroor praat.
Mm.
Ek en my vrou by besigheid begin het ek nou die Here gevertrou vir 'n naam. In elk geval is ek gebles met name. As daar 'n babietjie in die hospitaal gebore het en ons gaan die hospitaal besoek en die maas het met die babietjie, dan wil ek weet dat hierdie kind al 'n naam. Dat is my daar naam.
Yes.
Maar in elk geval, en die Here lei vir my met hierdie skrif in handelinge, waar Petrus en hulle vir Tabitha opgewek het uit die dood uit. En sy het dienswerk gedoen met haar hande.
Mm.
En die hele dorp het baat gevind by haar. Daarom toe sy gesterf het, het die dorp geween oor haar. Met ander woorde, sy was betrokke in die gemeenskap.
Mm.
En haar lewe het vir my so gefascineer en ek het gesien die passie wat sy het. En haar naam is Tabitha en toe het ek net na my toe gekom dat ons met ons besigheid gee Tabitha Passion.
Mm-hmm.
En dan as ons verslag spreek ook, we go the extra mile just for you.
Amen.
En dit is precies wat ons doen. En die prophetic outcome in dit alles is dat haar besigheid het dan krop gegaan toe sy gesterf het, maar sy was weer opgelig en
weer
toe die lewe teruggebring. En dit is die ding oor my besigheid, dat ek net verklaar het dat ons besigheid gaan nooit bankrot speel nie, ons besigheid gaan nooit sterwe nie, ons besigheid gaan gaan van krag tot krag en ons sal net lewe en lewe en lewe.
Amen.
En ek kan redig met vroeger groot vermoedigheid sê dat ons betrokke is ook in die gemeenskap.
Prachtig.
Ek het vanmorgen teruggedink aan hoeveel trouwens ons al baie keer soort van verniet gedoen het. En mense het gebleef het as ek hulle miskien met R3000 sou gevra, dan vra ek miskien R2000. Of ons sit net die tekst terug goed by.
Mm.
En dit is ook ons manier om betrokke te wees en die gemeenskap op die einde van die dag te kan bly op so 'n manier.
Nou Pastor Geraldo, ek wil net vir die luisteraars sê as hulle daar naby in die omtes is, gaan maak 'n draai en gaan sien wat hulle alles daar doen met hulle projek en as jy nou iemand daar in hy gewees het wat miskien trou of 'n verjaardag het of wat ook al, hulle sal vir u te hulp snel. So u kan vir Pastor Geraldo natuurlik kontak, kry gou u pen daar en u boekie en u skryf gou sy kontak besonderhede neer. U kan natuurlik vir hom kontak op sy selnommer wat 073 385 9517 is. Ek herhaal dit 073 385 9517. E-pos adres Libby LIYY Smith SMITH Libby Smith almal klein lettertjies 72g@gmail.com. So dis Libby Smith 72g@gmail.com. En dan natuurlik kan u ook vir hom gaan besoek op Facebook onder die ek dink dit is Pastor G. U sal vir hom daar ook kan kry. Ek hoop julle het sommer al daardie nommertjies neergesit neergeskryf, nie neergesit nie, neergeskryf. So Pastor Geraldo, ons tyd is besig om aan te stap, maar ek wil tog vir u vra. Wat was die uitdagings wat u as leier van 'n gemeente tydens die COVID-19 pandemie ervaar en in die gemeenskap ook en hoe reik u uit behalwe natuurlik vir u gemeenskapsprojek Tabitha Passion Projects, hoe reik u op ander maniere uit na mense tydens hierdie pandemie?
Okay, ek gaan net praat oor die bediening, nou nie oor die besigheid nie, want die besigheid was 'n groot uitdaging. Maar die Here het ons gedra, die Here het ons voorsien, wonderlik, wonderlik, wonderlik. Ek is nog steeds voltyds in die bediening en ons vertrou die Here dag na dag. So finansieel het die Here regtig op bonatuurlike maniere het hy vir ons gedra. So as 'n voltydse man in die bediening was finansies maar groot uitdaging, maar die Here het ons wonderbaarlik gedra.
Amen.
Bediening wise was ons mos nou maar almal soort van sommer net so stomp afgesny kan nie by mekaar kom nie. Maar dankie vir die media, Facebook, Facebook is in elk geval my ander lounge.
Yes.
Ek is lief op my Facebook, maar daar kry ek al my mense wat van ver is en het Facebook bring ons maar net naby.
Pragtig.
En ek het begin met Uncle G en Kids program waar ek live video's gemaak het in die middag, een keer 'n week, 'n kinderprogram.
Ja.
Wat ek te doen het, en dit was vir my net wonderlik. So ek het daai gedoen, en dan het ek preke ook gedoen.
Amen.
Die audio boodskappe doen ek nog aan mekaar, as mense selfs wil deel wees van die audio's, dat dan hulle nommers aanstuur, of vir my WhatsApp stuur, en ek sal vir hulle my preke aanstuur.
Amen.
So dit is maar hoe ons te werke gegaan het in hierdie tyd. Ek wil baie graag weer begin met Uncle G en Kids.
Amen.
My lewe het net baie besig geraak en so aan, maar ek sal weer daarby uitkom.
Amen. Pastor Geraldo, die tyd het alweer amper aangebreek om vir u totsiens te sê, maar voor ek vir u gaan groet, bly net op die lyn, dan luister ons net gou na hierdie volgende lied, Die Kettinge Breek, en dan groet ek vir u. So bly maar nog net vir my net daar op die lyn, hoor. Kom ons luister na Die Kettinge Breek, gesing deur Jasmin. Die Kettinge Breek, gesing deur Jasmin, wat 'n pragtige lied. En ja, dit het alweer tyd vir my geword om my eerste gaste groet, kan julle dit glo? Good morning, Lady PM in the house. We definitely are and enjoying coffee date as well as God's messenger. Amen. And this comes from Pastor Andrew and Beatrice Phillips, all the way from Mitchell's Plain Gospel Outreach String Band. Wow! P.S. We missed the Thursday prayer walk at Paulsmoor. Yes, Pastor Andrew. Same year. I really miss it. And it's so nice to have you today here on air on the Coffee Date program. Goeiemôre Lady P, dankbaar vanoggend. Vader het ons deurgedra. Suster Mari is ook weer eens in die huis uit Piketberg, so Mitchells Plain, en Suster Mari is in die huis. Baie welkom. Pastor Geraldo. Ag jene, laat ek tog net weer weer u kontak besonderhede vir die mense gee. Kontak vir hom by sy selnommer 073 385 9517. Sy e-pos adres Libby met 'n Y op die end, Libby Smith 72G 72g@gmail.com. Libby Smith, 72g@gmail.com. En natuurlik, sy besigheid is ook daar op Facebook, Geraldo Tabita Passion, en jy kan ook vir hom kry op die Facebook pas as Pastor G. Pastor, wat sê ek na so 'n geseënde dag? So 'n geseënde tyd saam met u. Kyk, ek noem dit nou al sommer 'n dag. Nou ja. Kan u net kortliks nog net vir die mense so 'n laaste bemoediging gee? Rondom ons tema natuurlik, rondom die genade en die liefde van die Here voor ek vir u groet.
Wow, Filippien, vanoggend gee die Here my hierdie skrif wat sê omdat ek jou lief het, sal ek jou beskerm, omdat jy my naam ken.
Mm-hmm.
En het bring my so by die gedeelte waar die vrou in hoerery betrap was.
Ja.
En ek besef dat as mense jou uitlig of jou goed na vore bring, dan is het om jou te oordeel, is om klip te gooi, is om klein dinge te doen en om vir jou in 'n swak lig te bring. Maar as God jou aan die lig bring, dan is het om jou te jaag.
Yes.
En Jesus jaag hierdie vrou en stuur haar weg in vryheid. Niemand kon die klip na haar toe gooi nie, want sy genade was daai dag tentoongestel oor hierdie vrou. En sy genade het haar ook in staat gestel, toe sy daar weggestuur was, sê hy vir haar, gaan en sondig nie meer nie.
Mm-hmm.
En dit is die wonder van God se genade. Hy het ons lief met die ewige liefde.
Amen.
Ons name is in sy handpalm gegrafieer.
Halleluja.
En niemand kan ons daar uitruk nie. Saam met die versoeking sal hy die uitkoms gee. Sy krag word in ons swakheid volbring.
Amen.
Want wanneer ons swak is, dan is ons sterk. Nou sê Efesiërs eindelijk, broeders, word krachtig in die Here en in die krag van sy sterkte.
Baie dankie, Pastor Geraldo, vir hierdie prachtige bemoedigende woorde. Luisteraars, ons gaan vir hom weer kry, en die keer moet hy sommer na die studio toe kom. Stem julle saam met my? Hulle stem saam met my, moet nie worry nie, hulle stem saam met my. Pastor Geraldo, dit was wonderlik om vandag met u te kon gesels het, en ach, ek het so alles geniet, die storiekies is so kostelik. Ek dink ek sal onthou van die cream soet en die cream, wat was daai nou weer gewees, had ek alweer vergeet, die cream skoene, ek sal maar, die Dakotas. Maar geniet u dag verder, en ek bid die seën van die Here op u besigheid toe. Ek bid dat nuwe deure vir u sal oopgaan in u besigheid en u gemeenskapsprojekte, en mag u 'n wonderlike dag hê. Groete ook aan u vrou. So ek groet nou vir u, en u kan die luisteraars groet, en luisteraars, u moet nou nie vergeet nie, daar is nog 'n uur wat ek met julle gaan gesels. My tweede gas is Shalane Hayut, wie ek hier gaan het. So baie dankie, Pastor Geraldo.
Baie dankie, familie, vir u tyd, en dankie dat ek saam met u kon kuier. Dat die uur het nou baie
gauw gegaan,
maar dit was vruchtevol. Amen. En gegeven Filippien, baie dankie. En kom keer asseblief weer vir ons. Sal
ek
nooit vergeet 2 jaar terug toe u by ons was.
Amen.
Dit was wonderlik.
Amen. Pastor Geraldo, baie dankie. Ek gaan hy uitnodiging aanvaar, hoor. En groete vir u vroukie, en baie geseënde dag verder, hoor. Tot ziens aan u. Nou, luisteraars, ja, dit was Pastor Geraldo. En bly ingeskakel, want net na hierdie lied gaan ek met Shalane Hayut gesels. Damien van der Merwe, hy sing vir ons, I Am Blessed.
Jy luister na Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM.
Ja, dis reg, dis jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou daaglikse reisgenoot. En as jy vandag alleen voel, man, skakel net in. Dis natuurlik die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Ek hoop julle geniet nog die koffie, ek hoop julle geniet nog alles waarmee die Here ons vandag seën. En ek wil net die Here die eer gee van vandag alles al reeds hier uitgegaan het en wat hy doen aan die luisteraars, hoe hy die luisteraars se harte net aanraak. Nou, vir u wat nou net so pas ingeskakel het, ek het my tweede gas op die lyn, en sy is niemand anders nie as Shalane Hayut. She's a very powerful woman of God, but also a woman who faced many, many challenges, but she can testify about the goodness of God. Good morning, Shalane!
Good morning, Philippine. Thank you so much for having me, my dear.
It's a great pleasure to have you on Coffee Date. I hope you're enjoying your coffee. I don't know if you drink coffee.
I'm a coffee lover, lady, enjoying a cup right now. Thank you.
High five for that. Now, I'm just going to give just a short background of Shalane. She is also known as Summer G. She's born in Cape Town, South Africa. She's the daughter of Pastor Alan and Pastor Mill Thomas. She was born on the 28th of November 1986. Weet julle wat, luisteraars? Almal gee nie sommer so hulle ouderdom weg nie, veral dames nie. But look at this lady. So she is now, her heart is in the southern suburbs, Cape Town, where she and her husband, you know, they are there. They have three children, one of which she also adopted. Now, Shalane and her husband, they are also members of Mahainam, if I'm pronouncing it correct, Community Church, where both of them serve as worshippers within the ministry. Now, her musical journey began at an early age. And she will testify today about what God has done in her life. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have people here today who can truly testify that our God is alive? So, Shalane, Hayud, welcome once again. Summer G, welcome once again.
Thanks, Philippine. Thanks. I'm really looking forward to this morning. And I trust and I believe whatever God has prepared, that whoever's listening will actually be blessed, because it is only just about God.
Amen. Now, they also call February month the month of love. But there are many ways how we can celebrate the month of love. I don't know about you, but I celebrate Jesus. But just something that I wanted to ask you. You and your husband, you are really a winning dream team. And like I said, seeing that we are still celebrating the month of love, what is the winning recipe that makes your marriage work?
Sure, Philippine. I don't want it to sound cliche, but in all honesty, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is our actual recipe that makes
Hallelujah.
It work.
Hallelujah. Wow.
You know, with Jesus as our foundation, it helps us as a couple to understand who we are first as individuals, and that we don't complete each other, but that we are complete individuals joining together as one with Jesus Christ in this marriage. And it allows us to be very transparent and honest with each other.
Mm.
I think the joys of knowing my husband for the past 22 years, it really helps as well. But definitely the fact that Jesus is our foundation, that I would say is our winning recipe.
Wow, your firm foundation, eh? Wow, the best foundation. Now,
yes,
you also
definitely.
Shared that you and your husband adopted one child. And, you know, this really touched my heart. How did this happen? And how did you and the rest of your children adapt to the new addition to the family?
Okay, so basically, Zoltan has the greatest blessing that could have ever been granted to myself and Rowan. Oh, I've become very emotional.
It's fine.
So, Zoltan.
It's fine. Take a deep breath. Take your time, my dear.
Basically, he grew up in our church. His ma took real good care of him, ma and pa.
And
reared him to be the amazing young gentleman that he is today.
Praise God.
You know, a lot of people would look and say, yes, the fact that we've taken this child in is a blessing, but they don't realize that we've been blessed and honored with this child in our life. And I was thinking today, and I said, "Oh Lord, you must have really been thinking about me, and you love me enough to create this child for such a time as this to be in my life." So, in all honesty, we don't refer to him as our adopted son, but we do refer to him as our own. But a lot of people, you know, would always have questions because he is 18 years old. Yes, myself and Abby knows one another for 22 years, but we only married 8 years. So you see how people think and say, okay, they see care of a child out of wedlock. But, you know, that's not the case.
Yeah.
And Zoltan lost his ma. And Zoltan basically then obviously needed to still finish school. And myself and Rowan, I'm going to be honest with you, it was just one Sunday we were driving, and my husband turns to me and he says, "Babe, what's your idea around Zoltan? Do you think we can take him as our own and just invest in him and whatever it is that his heart desires, that we would like just help him along his journey?" And I looked at him and I said, "Yes, sure, no problem."
Yeah.
And we approached him, He basically spent the holidays by us, and we approached him about it, and he was excited, but we obviously followed the proper route of going to speak with Paul and explaining the reason around it, because you see, Dalton has so much to offer in life, and and we believe that with him sacrificing and him putting in the hard work, Philippine, it's not just going to be a benefit to Dalton, but his two brothers as well that look up to him. Wow. And so this is the whole reason around why it is that we consulted God in actually taking this young man in.
Wow. And I would say this was really preordained by God, eh? Really.
Definitely.
Everything, definitely. It's like T.D. Jakes, you know, the book that he wrote, nothing just happens. And I'm really blessed by what you've shared thus far. Somebody saying your prachtige en geseënde interview, and this comes from Cheryl Wildskut, and she also said something about the song that played about I think 10 minutes ago, where we played Anointed Inspiration song. We've come to worship. I've come to worship. Thank you, Cheryl, that you are still tuned in. And Shalane, we get back to you. You know, as a young adult, you also faced many, many, many challenges. Please share with the listeners and take your time.
Okay. So as a young adult, Philippine, before I came to know the Lord, I was very rebellious. So a lot of people would look at me, and for those who did not know me in the past, would say, you're strong in your faith, or they would just refer to what they know now. But as a young adult, I had a lot of challenges because when I grew up, my parents weren't born again. And when I would go to school, I remember my parents coming home from a nightclub. When I come home from school, they would be on their way to the nightclub. But you know what? Let me not take away the fact that even in their drunken state, they still gave us what their best was. They made sure that we had a roof upon our heads. They made sure that we had food. So I don't want people to think that it was all doom and gloom.
Yes.
But back in my years, obviously only now that I'm born again, I've come to understand it was all part of God's plan. But back then, I did not see it that way. Back then, I felt rejected. Back then, I felt not wanted. Back then, I started seeking for love in other places, such as alcohol, such as drugs. I tried experimenting things just because I seek a place of belonging. I found myself, you know, bunking from school, doing the things that your youngsters would do because they're trying to just grab attention of someone or something that would basically make them feel valued. And it was only when I met God that I came to realize that I was foolish in my doings. And so I also believe that it was all part of His plan, because today that I can relate to youngsters that are now at that stage of wanting to rebel. I faced normal challenges that any other young child would face. I mean, I went to school. I didn't want to be at school. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel pretty. I started becoming ugly in a sense of hurting people, the things that I would say. And back then, I did not know that this is not what or who I was called to be. So that was how I was. And like I say, it's just, I think I'm overwhelmed by His grace, because if it has not been for Him, then I would never have been where I am today. I'm sharing that part because I want people to understand that God can turn a mess into a message, and God can definitely turn a story into a testimony.
Beautiful.
Only if we call upon His name. Amen. We can never do that in our own power.
So true. The name above all names.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Shalane, I want to focus on our young people, you know. Let's focus on choices that we make in life, some to our advantage and some to our disadvantage. What advice from your own personal experience could you give to our young people regarding choices?
Choices. The one thing I've come to learn, Philippine, that choices is in our hands. With anything that happens to us, anything that comes our way, whether someone saying something bad, a opinion of someone else, a comment, a doing, we have the choice to respond or we have a choice to react.
Yes.
And sometimes we lose ourselves when we react. Because when we react, we tend to react from a point of anger or we react from a point of But you know what? When we sit back and we realize that if I react, these are the consequences, and if I respond, this is the consequences. Then I think we have a broader understanding as to how to deal with the situation. So I'm going to make an example.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, in my foolish days when I wasn't saved, I used to react a lot. So when someone would say, yes, you're stupid, I would always want to be better and say, yeah, but you're stupid. Or I would say things to the individual that would actually break them down and not realize that years later it's something that still affects them. So it speaks to the power of the tongue. We need to know that the tongue has life and death. And so if we're going to utter things out of anger, that it's something we cannot retract again. So I've come to learn that it's years later, Philippines, that I'm so busy working on my relationships, as an example, with my siblings, because it's tough, because things were said in the past. And even though you're born again, you need to unpack all of those things. And I refer to myself where in the past I maybe said something to, let's say, my brother Wesley, and I said, ah, you're stupid, or I'm not interested in a relationship with you. It's something that that person, remember, you might forget, but that person holds on to.
True.
Person needs to receive breakthrough in the fact that they either forgive what was said and deal with it, or it's something they live with for the rest of their lives. So I will bring it closer to home. Even if you're looking at your youngsters, they think banking is cool, they think, you know, the choice is to rather be with their friends today and tomorrow they can work it out. It doesn't work out, because it's exactly like the Israelites that prolonged their freedom. It's like, with me, I bunked, but then I failed grade 11, and I want to be upset with the world because I failed. But it was to my own doing.
Yes.
So
sure.
I want to encourage any young listener out there, don't look at your situation and make a decision and say, yeah, but I will spite my mommy or my daddy by just going to the club. Because you are spiting yourself.
That's right.
At the end of the day, our parents have lived their lives. They've gone through things. They know the do's and don'ts. And they're only speaking to us out of a point of love and not wanting us to go through what they have. But again, I only come to realize that once I've become a mother. So sometimes we need to choose to learn from our parents' mistakes rather than going through it ourselves and making the same mistake. We didn't have to bump our head.
Oh, thank you, Shalane, for sharing that very, very important and valuable message with us, you know. Shalane, I'm going to ask you to take a break.
Okay, thank you.
Are going to listen to this beautiful song sung by Shalane Hayud and also written and composed by Shalane Hayud. And this is really a testimony on its own. So, luisteraars, net weer so herinnering. Jy kan met my gesels op 0817291657. Dis die WhatsApp lyn. Jy kan vir ons ook kry op Instagram, jy kan vir ons op Facebook kry. En ja, gaan kuier ook vir ons daar op ons webtuiste. Kyk pulpit.co.za. En dis wonderlik om weer vandag met u ingeskakel te kan wees, en ek sê dankie vir al die pragtige, pragtige boodskappe wat al reeds deurgekom het. Maar kom en geniet hierdie volgende lied saam met my. Gracious God, nou vir die eerste keer op koffiedate natuurlik, wil ek het spoggerig sê. Kom ons luister na hierdie lied, en Shalane, just stay on the line for me, hey? Come, we listen to this beautiful song, and I know that you will be blessed. Gracious God. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I am truly blessed. Luister as ek weet nie van julle nie, but I am just blessed by this beautiful song, testifying about the grace of God, the fact that we could get up this morning, the fact that you can still breathe, the fact that you can still move. It's the grace of God, and let us embrace His grace. Luisteraars, natuurlik is jy ingeskakel op Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, die stasie wat vir jou hoop bring in 'n hopelose situasie. En as jy nou so pas ingeskakel het, jy luister na die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM, en ek gesels met die pragtige dame wat nou daar vir ons so geseën het met daardie lied Gracious God, Shalane Hayhood. Welcome once again. You know, this is the time when I just say I'm rolling out the red carpet for Queen Summer G. So welcome. Want to make you feel welcome. And yes, you are really blessing us in a tremendous way today. Now, Shalane, coming back to my next question. Tell us about your involvement or your ministry in your church, Mahanaim, if I pronounce it correctly.
Okay, thanks, Philippine. So the pronunciation is Mahanaim Community Mahanaim, Church.
Thank you.
And basically, my involvement in my church, I am in the worship team, and I'm in ministry alongside my husband. And when I say alongside my husband, I say this because my husband is the worship leader, and I basically work with him together in the area of Delft, where my brother-in-law is the pastor God Jacobs. He's been handed the baton over by my father-in-law before his passing, and alongside my brother-in-law, supporting him tremendously is his beautiful wife, which happens to be my sister-in-law, Bronwyn Lee Jacobs.
Amen.
And so, yeah, my involvement is basically just to be submissive in whatever the ask is. Yes, I'm involved in the worship team, but if it is that anything like conferences or anything should be arranged and my pastor approaches me, then by all means I submit and I yield to the call.
Wonderful. That is not really, I agree with the word of the Lord that says obedience is better than sacrifice. So, yeah, you are obedient to the will of God. And, I am very interested to know about the meaning of the name of the church. If you can just explain that to the listeners.
So, my father-in-law, basically, he received the vision and God has placed it in his heart. And through Genesis 32, and speaks to my name being the camp of God. So it's a place where basically anybody can come and just obviously come and just surround themselves around the fire that has been basically set out. So
awesome.
Temple of God is a place where people can come and
wonderful.
And that is what it means.
And everybody and anybody is welcome. The door is open. Wow. I'm excited about the church doors that are also opening coming Sunday. I'm really excited about that as well. Now, let's get to one of my favorite topics. Where and how did your musical journey start? I just want to say this before something that has just been dropped into my spirit. You know, anybody can sing. Anybody can have a nice voice. But in the end, it's the anointing that makes the difference. And I can truly say that every song that you write and sing, it touches so many hearts. It touches the brokenhearted. It touches the sick person. It really brings so much relief in a difficult situation. So may God richly bless you. You need to, I know that you are a very humble person. You don't worry if people, don't say anything about you. But if the Holy Spirit prompts me to say something, then I need to say this. Remain, keep that beautiful, humble spirit. And while the way the anointing comes forth, even if you just speak, it's awesome. It is so blessed. So, yes, let me get back to your musical journey.
So, where and how it all started?
Yes.
It never started in the gospel, eh? It never started there first. It started at the age of 6. I do recall going to nightclubs with my mom and my dad. And I started singing with my father, Mariah Carey, Endless Love. And it was then that I realized that I love singing. But then my dad, back in 1996, was struck by lightning and he then got saved. And obviously, with him being the head of the home, we had no choice but to go to church. And I think this is where I'm really grateful because,
Wonderful. You
know, being a young child, you can rebel and say, be a funny kid to me, but with my dad, it was under my roof. As long as you're under my roof, you will go to church.
Yes.
So I went to church and then I saw obviously how the church was involved in the music part. And so I realized that it's not just in the world, but that you can also do this within the church. But it only really kicked off, Philippine, in all honesty, the day I got saved. I got saved and my dad also then started this family band, South of the Now, and we were known as the Blue Combi. So we hit the roads and we set up open airs and
word.
We ministered by churches. And this was where the passion also grew.
Yes.
So it started a while back. I think I was in my And that's about 13, 14 years ago. Yeah.
My word.
Teaching under correction.
Wow, wow, wow. What an interesting journey. Yeah, you know, that's how lots of people started, you know, in the secular world. And then when God calls you, you just need to be ready and avail yourself. So tell me, as a gospel artist, many of us as gospel artists are facing a lot of challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you share with us the challenges that you're facing?
In all honesty, it was regarding to the music and the platforms. I'm in all honesty now struggling. I don't know if I'm understanding you correctly, but I have a passion for music, and my ministry is the song that gets released. However, it's not my career because I am a full-time, like a full-time career woman. I actually work for a company for the past 14 years. So in that space, I haven't been struggling.
Yeah, yeah, but it can become quite a bit, I would say, frustrating, you know, where we were used to, you know, going out and just blessing people with the gift that God has given us. But what a...
Yes.
How wonderful to know that there is social media. You know, we can do something live.
Yes.
We've got the radio, like Radio Cape Pulpit, like Coffee Date, where, you know, when people can hear your song and you can still bless them. Isn't God just awesome? You know, I want to say this in Afrikaans. Hy is altyd 'n punt voor vir die vyand, you know?
Definitely.
Yes.
And I think with regards to that, then, as like you say, with the platforms that God has created for us to use for ministry purposes, definitely that hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
And also, it's like God has now stretched me to a point where I'm praying for people over WhatsApp.
Beautiful. I am
singing for people over WhatsApp. Things that I would have never thought of, but because of COVID, it has expanded to that area. So to your point,
Yes, there's so many people who testifies about, you know, how God has just come through for them in during this COVID-19, during lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, just new things coming forth, you know. It's like the scripture says in Isaiah 43 verse 19, see, I'm doing a new thing. If we can look beyond all these heartache and pains, we can just see that, you know, nothing catches God by surprise. So he's doing a new thing in the earth. And we just need to be ready for that. But now, you are also known as Summer G. Tell us more about that name Summer G. I know there's a story behind it.
Yes, there definitely is. Mm. So I never had a stage name. And I just had him refer to me as Shalane Haywood. Because I believe, Philippine, that whenever I do anything, it needs to have meaning. And I need it to be dropped in spirit before I even use it, and it must have purpose. So I was Shalane Haywood, and until myself and my husband, just to fast track it for you, when we got married, I was told that medically I've never had kids. And so we weren't on anything. And I got married April, and May we fell pregnant with a set of twins. Of which the one only survived and the other didn't. We weren't on anything after that. And only after 2 years, we were blessed with our second son, Connor.
Praise God.
And I then obviously had a loop, and the loop had to be removed medically because it then has grown to my cervix. So just that you can get perspective as to where this comes from. I removed the loop in December on the 3rd of 2019, and I was told by my gynae that I should come back 2020 June. If it is that I'm wanting to look at falling pregnant again.
Yeah.
But to our surprise, you know, God just did it again.
Amen.
January 2020, Amen. We found out that we were expecting.
Wow.
And then also God just blew our mind because then we were expecting our first girl. And with this, our five-year-old and our eight-year-old actually happened to name her. And they named her Summer Grace.
Wow.
Where
Beautiful.
They got the name, we still don't know.
Wow.
But we just said as a couple, this is the name because it's so beautiful and there has to be meaning around this. And so we've written it down. It's going to be Summer Grace Haywood.
Oh, beautiful.
And everything was fine, you know. Everything was running smooth. I mean, with my previous pregnancies, it was difficult pregnancies. And with this pregnancy, everything just seems to be going smooth up until the 13th of May 2020.
Yeah.
I was hospitalized, and it looked like Summer G was wanting to come already.
Oh.
And then they took me into surgery. They had a stitch around the cervix, and I then came home. Mm. It was then about 10 days after that, that Summer G, which is Grace, she didn't make it. And she didn't make it on the 26th of May 2020, where I had stillborn. So it's been really tough. But you know
imagine.
What? Through it all, we saw God's hand.
Mm.
And this was when it clicked. And I said, oh my gosh, how about changing the Facebook page to Summer G?
Beautiful.
And we spoke to our producer, Gershon Kuhn, and my husband, and then they were all in agreement, and they said, that is actually a great idea.
Beautiful.
But I said, I would only wait until I'm ready to obviously introduce, of which I did. So that is where Summer G derives from.
Wow. Now, before coming to your beautiful song, Gracious God, I would like just to give your contact details to the listeners. So, listeners, luisteraars, julle kan vir haar kontak op haar selnommer 060-581-1214, maar verkieslik op haar e-posadres, dis nou haar man se e-posadres, klein lettertjies sir.hayut@me.com. Maar kry haar gerus ook op Facebook onder die naam Summer G. Good morning, Sis Philippine. Thank you very, very much for your program. I really enjoy it a lot. I sent in a request some time ago for prayer for my son's marriage, and you said you saw it. My son's marriage is doing well. Him and his wife are back together. Marriage are healthy. Dankie vir die genade van God, onbegryplik groot. Die genade van God is die enigste geneesmiddel vir al die misverstande, haat en bitterheid van hierdie wêreld. Mag u program gaan van krag tot krag en van oorwinning tot oorwinning. Baie dankie vir u gebede. God bless. En dit kom van Sis Eva Albertus van Rocklands, Mitchells Plain. Mitchells Plain is in die huis. Wat 'n wonderlike getuienis. Wow, Shalane, listen to this wonderful testimony. I think she phoned me, I don't know if it was yesterday or the previous day, and she shared it with me, and I said to her, please, please, please share this with the listeners so that they can also know that we serve a God who's alive. Like Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives. So, baie dankie, Sis Eva Albertus. Ons waardeer hierdie getuienis. Ons eer die Here vir wat hy doen. Ek sê altyd, ek is maar net die instrument, maar dis die Here wat die werk doen. Now, Shalane, I first want you to take a break before we come to some more of your, you know, your ministry and
no
everything that happened after that. So luisteraars, ek wil net weer vir u herinner, u kan vir ons met my kontak maak op 0817291657. Ek gesels natuurlik met Shalane Heywood, also known as Summer G, and I am truly blessed by a testimony, but there's more to come. There's more to come. We are going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I pray that God will just strengthen you, Shalane, for what you are still about to share with us. 0817291657 is die WhatsApp lyn waar u met ons kan gesels. Kry ons op Instagram, kry ons ook op Facebook en kypulpe.co.za is natuurlik ons webtuiste. Kom ons luister na hierdie lied gesing deur Joyous Celebration. Weer eens die pragtige lied God sorg vir jou. Wees geseend. Halleluja! Jy is dalk bekommerd oor die dag van môre. Maar God sorg vir die mossies en God sal sorg vir jou. Halleluja! Ja, luisteraars, nee, dit gaan juig hier binne in die ateljee. Shalane, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed that one.
I enjoyed it, Philippine. Thank you so much. Yes, definitely.
And I just feel in my spirit you also needed to hear that song and be encouraged by that song. Nie 'n wonder nie, luisteraars, ek het vandag my tekkies aan nie. Want mensdom, ek gaan arm vir jou draf hier rond.
Nou ja, luisteraars, is natuurlik ingeskakel op Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM en ons het geluister na die pragtige lied God sorg vir die mossies gesing deur Joyous Celebration. U is natuurlik ingeskakel op Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM en ek is nog steeds, ek gesels nog sommer baie lekker met Shalane. Oh, Shalane, time is really flying, but we still have a few minutes left. So now I'm going to touch on a very, very sensitive matter. You know, you and your family also lost a loved one during this pandemic.
Yeah.
How are you and your family, how are you dealing with this? And could you however, still testify about God's grace despite the loss of a dear brother?
Sure, Valentine, to be honest with you, we are human.
Yes.
And we know God's faithful. We know his grace carries us. Mm. But the way we deal in it is we're honest with one another.
That's
so
right.
we would actually be in contact daily just to say that, oh, today's my off day.
Yeah.
I need to pray me through. Mm. Oh, my word, this is how this one is feeling. And, you know, it's like my mom explained it so beautifully. You're sitting and you find in the next minute you're just overwhelmed with this great sadness because you know he's in a better place. You
yes.
know that your loved ones that you've lost are now with the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
But the fact that you long for just that one hug, just that one phone call, you know, just like when you have milestones,
yes.
as an example, we're busy building in the pool. So, but now my brother would have come in and said, impressed.
Ah.
Like, you know, he's an inspector.
Yes.
But he's just the fun, loving guy. Beside my brother, we obviously lost all in all about, say, 7 people through the pandemic
yes.
and his family members.
Yeah.
So it's been tough. It's been a rough one. But God sustains us.
Praise
and my
God.
Father, you know, my father is the one that keeps us sane. So when it gets a bit hectic, then he would say, just remember that everyone is having to walk this path of
yes.
We all know it, but it's still unexpected. It's still something that comes as a surprise because it's not as if we know when it's going to happen. But let us not allow the situation to overwhelm us, but rather than for us to be overwhelmed by God's grace and his love and his mercy.
Wow.
So like I say, it's definitely a speech to support structure that basically helps us.
It's so important, that family, they really need to reach out to one another during this time, you know. And wow, it's just amazing. I can hear you are a very, very strong woman. Now, Shalane, just coming back to your music, I would just like you to share with the listeners, where can they find your music?
So
which
the music
platforms?
Is basically on all platforms, like, you know, that Tubidy, YouTube, iTunes.
Apple Music.
So they can actually just put in the name and the surname and it will pull out all the songs that is basically on there.
Amen. Yes, I know people were touched by this beautiful song, Gracious God. And what a wonderful testimony. So luisteraars, ek gaan net gou weer eens Shalane Hayut, ook bekend as Summer G. Ek gaan net weer vir u die e-posadres gee van haar man waar u vir haar kan kontak. Dit is SIR, alles klein lettertjies soos in sir.hayhood, HAYWOOD, @me.com. sir.hayhood@me.com. En kry ook vir Summer G op Facebook. U kan daar ook met haar gaan gesels en gaan luister daar op die verskillende platforms na Summer G se musiek. Nou, Shalane, despite many hardships and the heartache that you've experienced, you have become a dedicated and strong and God-fearing woman of God. How can you encourage others today also going through challenges?
Sure, Philippine, in all honesty, it's nothing to do with me as Shalane. It's all God, all
Amen.
God. I would have never been where I am if he hasn't kept me.
Yes.
So the only thing I can encourage the listeners with is remain at his feet because he does not disappoint. And his word teaches us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And even in our human mind, we tend to ask that, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Why have you taken this loved one? Why am I going through this? He hasn't forsaken you, because everything that happens to you and I needs to be authorized by our King Jesus.
Amen.
And he only authorizes it because he knows that we are strong enough to remain faithful and at his feet.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm truly blessed by everything that you are sharing with us. And I know the listeners, they are also blessed. Any last encouragement, seeing that this is our topic about the grace and love of God, any last encouragement you still have time left?
My last encouragement would be to each and every single person that is able to hear the sound of my voice. His grace is sufficient. No matter how many times we fall and fail, he still stands there with open arms. All we need to do is just ask him for forgiveness, repent, and ask him to help us, because life is tough. And the things we face as people is tough. Mm. But his word teaches me that with your Abrams and your Isaacs, with your Noahs, with Mary, then they've also undergone trials. Look at Job. I mean, I always relate to Job and his hurting because of his hardships, and he still stood the test of time. And it teaches me that no matter what we face, the same God of Job is the same God we serve today,
Amen.
Which tells me he's still able to part that sea for you. No matter how difficult it seems or how impossible it looks, turn to Jesus, and I assure you, he will make it turn
praise
around for
God,
you.
Praise God. Now, Shalane, I always do something, and I hope I'm not going to catch you by surprise. I think you know what I'm going to do.
No, I don't.
I would just like you to bless the listeners with the last song as an encouragement. Anything, just one line or two lines, doesn't matter. Live.
You can make it through the storm.
Amen.
You can make it through the rain. And you will make it through the trials, and know that you will make it through the pain. And though you may not understand, God has a purpose and a greater plan. So while you worship, he will bring you through it all. The storm won't last forever. I know the sun will shine again. I know and I believe.
Amen.
That this too shall pass, Philippine.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Shalane. It was really, really a great pleasure and a great privilege to have you here. And not physically here, but to speak to you telephonically. And you have been such a great blessing. You are such a great blessing to the kingdom of God. The way you are still advancing God's kingdom is really admirable. And I know that you give God all the glory. You are that humble Amen. Person who just wants to give everything back to God through your songs, through your ministry, through your worship. Luisteraars, ja, dit was natuurlijk Shalane Heyhood. And Shalane, you can greet the listeners, and then I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Thank you very much, first of all, to you, Philippine, for being
Pleasure.
Obedient and to obviously bringing me on to do this interview. God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless whatever you put your hands to.
Amen.
And may even in larger territory where your ministry is concerned,
Amen.
You do not realize
wow.
the greatness that you carry.
Wow.
So thank you, and continue
thank you,
doing what you're doing. And then to each and every single listener, thank you for taking the time out to listen in
Amen.
And to actually tune in. May God bless you. May God bless your household. And
thank
whatever
you.
It is that you currently face with, I believe
Amen.
That you will see his hand.
Amen. Thank you, Shalane. That was nice having you here with us. And thank you for availing yourself. The prayer of my heart is that God will always give you the desires of your heart, that God will open new kingdom doors for you, and that God
Amen.
Will really place you at a place where he wants you to be. Watch
Amen.
Out for the new thing God is about to do in your life. Thank you so much,
Thank
Shalane.
You. Thank you so much, Philippine. God bless
you. Bless you too. Nou, luisteraars, ja, dit was Shalane Heyhood op die lijn. En ons gaan, daar sê sy nou vir ons, tot ziens. En dit was wonderlik om vir haar hier te hê saam met ons.
Ons sê baie dankie nou luisteraars. Ja, volgende week maak ons weer so en o, ons gaan volgende week 'n pragtige pragtige program hê. Apostel Alvina en haar man Prof Tony Johnson is weer terug op aanvraag van die luisteraars en hulle kom gesels met ons oor ag sommer net oor die liefde. Hulle kom gesels wat maak hulle huwelik werk. Hulle kom gesels met jong mense. Kom gee vir ons wonderlike raad. Natuurlik uit die woord van die Here, nêrens anders nie, maar uit die woord van die Here. En vandag wil ek jou bemoedig ter afsluiting met Jeremia 32 vers 27. Ek is die God van alle vlees. Sou enige iets vir my te wonderbaar wees. Lukas 1 vers 37. Wat by die mens onmoontlik is, is by God moontlik. En dan wil ek ook vir u bemoedig en vir u sê, kom ons wees net lief vir mekaar. Kom ons strek ons hande uit na mekaar. Soms is ons geneig om te sê, ek hou nie van daai persoon nie. I don't like that person. Oh, iets soos dit. Maar weet u wat sê u eintlik as u dit sê? Dan is daar geen liefde in u hart nie. Dan kyk ons neer op ander. Waar die persoon ook al uit wat 'n situasie daai persoon ook al uit mag kom. Wat maak nie saak wat daai persoon verkeerd gedoen het nie. Onthou, jy was ook daar. En kom ons wees net lief vir mekaar. Daardie persoon wat daar in die gevangenis sit. Kom ons wees lief vir daardie persoon. Daardie persoon wat op dwelms verslaaf is. Kom ons wees lief vir daardie persoon. Daardie bergie wat langs die pad sit. Kom ons wees lief vir daardie persoon. Wat iemand ook al in jou lewe aan jou gedoen het. Moet dit nie in jou hart dra teenoor daardie persoon nie. Want dit is nie wat God van ons verwag nie. Hoeveel mense het al vir u seer gemaak? Maar ek wil vandag vir u sê, vergewe daai persoon. Baie kere hou mense vir lang en lang jare iets teen iemand. Maar ek wil vandag vir u sê, dit is nie wat God van ons verwag nie. Hy sê jy moet jou naaste lief hê. Luister mooi, jy moet jou naaste lief hê soos jouself. So kom nou net daar waar jy is. Dink aan iemand vir wie jy in die hart dra. Dink aan iemand vir wie jy gesê het, ek het nooit van daai persoon gehou nie. I never liked him or her. Dink baie mooi aan daai woorde. Want weet jy wat? Dit is 'n hoogmoedige posisie wat ons ook inneem as ons sê, I don't like that person. No. You can rather say, I don't like what that person is doing, but never say, I don't like that person. No, wil God die liefde in jou hart in kom plant. En vir jou sê, wees lief vir jou naaste. Wees lief vir jou naaste. Ek is baie dankbaar dat julle vandag weer ingeskakel het. Dit was 'n wonderlike program en ons gee die Here al die eer vir wat hy vandag gedoen het. Soos altyd. Hy kry die eer, hy kry die lof. Man, hy kry alles. Alles. We give him all the glory. And yes. This is what our topic was about today. Glorious grace. So, tot 'n volgende keer van my kant af. Ek is baie lief vir julle en dankie vir julle getrouheid. Dankie dat julle altyd ingeskakel is op Kaapse Kansel. En ek is opgewonde. Ek is regtig opgewonde oor volgende week. Mag die Here vir julle ryklik seën. En ons gaan uitspeel ook met Byron Levi, All of Me. Geniet die dag in die Here. God bless.
Hierdie ensetsel is aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus op www.kaapsekansel.co.za.